This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. India Today welcomed the summit between U.S. President Donald Trump and Russian President Vladimir Putin in Alaska, calling their leadership in the pursuit of peace highly commendable. In a statement, India's Ministry of External Affairs praised the progress made in the talks and reiterated that dialogue and diplomacy remain the only path forward. The ministry added that the world is looking for an early end to the conflict in Ukraine. U.S. President Donald Trump suggested today that Ukraine consider a deal with Russia to end the war, citing Russia's considerable power. His comments followed a nearly three-hour meeting with President Vladimir Putin in Alaska yesterday, the first U.S.-Russia summit since Russia's invasion of Ukraine in February 2022. Putin expressed hope that the discussions would bring them closer to peace in Ukraine. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky stated he would meet Trump in Washington on Monday and that Trump had briefed him on the summit's key outcomes during a phone call. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar held a bilateral meeting with his South Korean counterpart, Cho Hyun, in New Delhi today. In a social media post, Dr. Jaishankar said the two leaders engaged in productive discussions aimed at advancing bilateral cooperation in areas including trade, manufacturing, maritime and people-to-people exchanges. He said they also explored new opportunities in emerging sectors, including artificial intelligence, semiconductors, clean energy and defense. In Jammu and Kashmir, relief and rescue operations are in full swing in cloudburst-hit Chisoti village in Kishtwar district, with the army, NDRF, SDRF, police and local administration in position. Two Mi-17 helicopters and one advanced light helicopter have been kept ready at Jammu and Udhampur for deployment. The flash floods triggered by a cloudburst had left 60 people dead, over 100 injured and several missing. Chief Minister Omar Abdullah today visited Chisoti to assess the damage caused by the flash floods. He interacted with locals who shared first-hand accounts of the destruction and ongoing challenges on the ground. Group Captain Shubhanshu Shukla, the first Indian to visit the International Space Station, is on his way back to India after completing a successful 18-day mission aboard the orbiting laboratory. He was in the U.S. for rehabilitation post his successful space mission. He is expected to reach the country tomorrow. Taking to social media platform Instagram, Shukla shared an emotional post reminiscing about his journey and the excitement of meeting with friends and family. Shukla, a decorated astronaut and Indian Air Force officer, piloted the Axiom 4 mission, during which he conducted a series of microgravity experiments aimed at advancing scientific research in space. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will inaugurate two major national highway projects worth around 11,000 crore rupees in New Delhi tomorrow. These projects include the Delhi section of the Dwarka Expressway and the Urban Extension Road 2. In a statement, the Prime Minister's office said the projects have been developed under the government's comprehensive plan to decongest the national capital with the objective of greatly improving connectivity, cutting travel time and reducing traffic in Delhi and its surrounding areas. On the occasion, Mr. Modi will address the gathering. The festival of Janmashtami, marking the birth of Lord Krishna, is being celebrated across the country today. Devotees are thronging temples to offer prayers. Thousands of temples across the country have been decorated with flowers and jhakis are on display, as is the tradition. In Uttar Pradesh, the Krishna Janmabhoomi temple in Mathura is beautifully decorated to celebrate Janmashtami. In the National Capital Region, temples and squares in Delhi, Noida and Ghaziabad have been decorated for the grand celebration. President Draupadi Murmu and Prime Minister Narendra Modi have extended their greetings to all countrymen on the occasion of Janmashtami. In sports and squash, India's Anahat Singh has reached the final of the NSW Bega Open 2025 in Australia after a tough win over Egypt's Noor Khafaghi in the semi-finals. The 17-year-old from Delhi won 3-2. Anahat will now aim for her 13th PSA title in the final against Egypt's Habiba Hani, who defeated India's Akansha Salunkhe 3-1 in her semi-final. And with that, we end this news bulletin.